Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. Being that it is Monday, we all know what that means. It's 30 minutes or less day. The day when I tell you how to make a meal from start to finish in 30 minutes or less. And today will not disappoint. We're making three cheese, ham, and broccoli penne, and oh, it is so delicious. Now, don't confuse this with the chicken and ham penne we did a few months back. Though these dishes seem very similar, they are very different in flavor. And with that, I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5. And this is three cheese, ham, and broccoli penne in 30 minutes or less. p.m., getting started. So I actually made this fairly early yesterday afternoon. It was a busy day, I had a lot going on, and I needed to get dinner done fast. That always kind of seems to be the way, especially on Sundays. So I started cooking at 2:50 p.m., and the first step was to turn the oven on to 425 degrees, then I filled a medium pot with hot salted water and put it on high. 2:51 p.m., ham and onions. With the oven and the pasta water heating up, I moved on to prepping my ingredients. The first of the two ingredients I prepared were onions and ham. I diced one medium to large onion and about one cup of ham. One about a cup of onion to go along with the ham. And once this was done, I set them aside and turned a medium-sized frying pan on to medium-high heat. Sorry, just medium heat. I let the pan sit for a few minutes to heat up while I moved on to my next ingredient. 2:55 p.m. Broccoli. At 2:55 p.m., I started cutting up a head of broccoli. First, I cut the stem off, then started cutting the florets into small pieces. When cutting broccoli or cauliflower, always cut from the bottom up rather than cutting from the top down. Cut through the small stems, not the florets themselves. The florets are like on broccoli, it's like the bit that looks like little trees. Cutting through the florets will just make a big mess. So once all the florets were separated, I cut the bottom inch off the broccoli stem, tossed that away, and then peeled away the outer bark of the rest of the stem. And I diced the inner stem, which is tender and delicious. I used the inner stem in the pasta, but it is also really great for broccoli soup, stir fries, and salads. 2:58 p.m. Get cooking. So it took me about 3 minutes to cut my broccoli up, and this was the perfect amount of time to heat up the pan. So I added about 1 teaspoon of olive oil to the pan, along with the ham and onion. Now you may take a little longer to cut up your broccoli, and if that is the case, just add the ham and onion to the pan while you're still cutting. No big deal. 2:59 p.m. Garlic. So with the ham and onion cooking away, and the broccoli set aside, it was time to cut some garlic. I used 3 cloves, though 2 of them were fairly small, so 2 medium to large cloves would be fine. I cut the ends off the garlic, gently crushed them with the flat edge of my knife, removed the peel, and thinly sliced them. 3:01 p.m. Pasta. At this point, the pasta water had started to boil, so I poured the box of penne into the water and stirred it for a minute or so to make sure that it didn't all stick together. After putting the pasta in the pot, I added the broccoli and garlic into the pan with the ham and the onion, and I waited to do this just until the onions started to soften. They don't need to be cooked through, but you definitely want them to soften, otherwise they're not going to cook properly. 3:02 p.m., the cheese. So the vegetables and ham were cooking away, the pasta was boiling, and that meant it was time to cut the cheese, and the 7-year-old me is laughing out loud somewhere deep inside of me. I grated about half a cup of Parmesan cheese and half a cup of Jarlsberg cheddar. Jarlsberg cheddar is a Norwegian cheese with a flavor similar to Swiss cheese. If you can't find it, you can substitute it with Swiss, Emmental, or just use an aged or smoked cheddar. That'd be really good in here as well. 3:05 p.m. Time. With the cheeses grated and set aside and the vegetables mostly cooked, I added one big sprig of thyme into the pan. I tossed this around for about 1 minute. This was just enough time to heat the thyme sprig and for it to become aromatic. That just means that I could smell it. 3:06 p.m. Cream. After the thyme had heated through enough to start flavoring the sauce, about 1 minute after adding it to the pan, I added in 1 cup of whipping cream. Don't skimp here. Use whipping cream. Any other dairy will split because of the lower fat content. Also, this dish already has about 1 cup of cheese in it, and we're going to be adding more. Low fat went out the window a while ago. Just embrace it, and you'll be happy you did. 3:07 p.m. Cheese. Once I added the cream into the pan, it was time to drain the pasta. So I drained it, then I put it in a large mixing bowl. When that was done, I added the cheese to the sauce and cooked it just long enough to melt the cheese. So I just want to say really quickly, I'm using gluten-free pasta here. I think it's gluten-free Cotelli pasta. I find specifically with gluten-free pastas, if you're baking them or anything, it's always best to kind of undercook them a little bit. So on the box it says to cook it for 8 minutes, and I think I only cooked it for 7, 6 and a half, something like that, and that held the pasta together really well, because I find some gluten-free pastas can really fall apart quite easily. So if you are using gluten-free pasta, just undercook it by about a minute or so. 3:10 p.m. sauce, meat, pasta. When all the cheese was melted and mixed into the cream, I added it into the pasta and seasoned well with salt and pepper. I mixed this all together. 3:11 p.m. casserole. I poured the pasta and sauce into a casserole dish and covered it with about half a cup of grated mozzarella cheese. Maybe it was a little bit more than a half a cup. Just, make sure the whole top's covered. 3:12 p.m. into the oven. Finally, I put the pasta in the oven for 5 to 10 minutes. I actually did 7 minutes, but it doesn't really matter that much. All I really wanted was to melt the cheese on top. And with that, dinner was ready. Conclusion. It seems like there really isn't too much to this dish, and that's because there isn't. It is a few ingredients tossed with pasta, cheese, and cream. That's it. What's more than that, everyone's going to love this. I suggest serving this with a salad to add some greens and a few more vegetables into the meal, and that can be thrown together while the pasta is in the oven. And that just about does it. Thank you, as always, for listening. And remember to subscribe and share the podcast. I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. And, of course, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly. And you can follow me on Facebook, follow the podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/foodin5. And if you'd like to see the written version of this recipe and this post, that's where you're going to find it. Again, that's facebook.com/foodin5. We now have two followers on Facebook. Thank you to both of you guys for following. I look forward to seeing more of you there. If you have any questions for me, that's the place to ask them, or just say hi. Thank you, everybody, so much. I'll be back tomorrow with another fantastic episode of Food in 5. And, of course, tomorrow's Tuesday. That means it's Brief History Day. I'll see you then. Have a great Monday.